job to protect Australia's forests and bushland. But too often, governments put the interests of big corporations ahead of protecting your health, your climate, and your children's future. The Albanese government is about to change Australia's nature law. While this might seem like telling them how to suck eggs, we expect laws that actually protect nature by closing deforestation loopholes and protecting threatened species. It's literally their job. Head to wilderness.org.au/suckeggs to learn more. Proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ruby and Eve with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, new data obtained from Queensland Health reveals that physical assaults, threats of violence and verbal abuse against staff working in Brisbane's public hospitals has nearly doubled in 6 years. Nurses and frontline workers warn that not enough is being done to keep them safe, as more than 35,000 reported incidents of violence against staff across Brisbane occurred in the last 5 years. Data reveals that the highest number of incidents occurred at Princess Alexandra in Woolloongabba and Logan Hospital. One nurse said they felt occupational violence was more prevalent due to patients waiting for extended periods. Another said poor staffing ratios led to unattended tasks and frequent mistakes, resulting in more abuse from patients and their families as they feel their care needs aren't being met.
In other local news, after southeast Queensland was struck with storms, hundreds remain without power. The round of dangerous thunderstorms struck southeast Queensland on Sunday evening, even as hundreds of households remained without power due to severe storms from the night before. Around 500 households in the Western Downs area remained without power due to fallen trees, power lines and poles, Argonne Energy said. The State Emergency Services said it had received about 300 requests for assistance in response to the storms.
In national news, rescues on Western Australia's Bluff Knoll had soared in this year, with emergency crews warning hikers not to underestimate the state's most challenging climbs. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services has responded to 12 incidents at Stirling Range National Park so far this year. Local SES teams say the rise is linked to growing visitor numbers, with more than 50,000 people climbing the peak each year. Bushwalking Australia President Jeff McDonald said the boom in social media-inspired hikes has fueled a rise in inexperienced trekkers and urges hikers to take caution.
In other national news, independent MP Monique Ryan has said that the Coalition Party is headed to political oblivion in the aftermath of a historic rift between the two parties it is made up of. As the Nationals officially stopped backing the net zero emissions, MP Ryan had said that the Nationals made the decision based on polls and popularity and simply don't get it. Nationals leader David Littleproud has shrugged off suggestions that the decision would cost the coalition politically and that the decision may split the coalition for good.
In international news, fatal bear attacks are at their record high since Japan started keeping records in 2006. Since April, 12 people have been killed in bear attacks, which is 4 times the total number of people killed last year. Quote, an increasing number of bears have been entering residential areas in many regions this year, leading to a rise of casualties, Chief Cabinet Secretary Minoru Kihara said on Thursday. As part of its response, the government will hire more government hunters and other people who can aid in the response. One small rural town has even set up robot wolves to keep out bears.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is hot, humid, and with a chance for some afternoon rain throughout the day. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The tide is coming down from its peak this morning and should reach low tide by 2:30 this afternoon. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Be careful where you park your car. There's no telling what she might do. 'Cause she never had the chance to hurt you too.